You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's have some fun as we go over the NFL games. We like to play the value card, but these games are all extremely valuable. But nevertheless,
are they watchable?
They are watchable. Are we? If you have Peacock.
Oh, man.
If you have Peacock. I have made a point
to mention.
The most
watchable game out of all of them is on a streaming channel.
I made it a goal this week to talk about my disgust for the Peacock playoff game every day this week. And even yesterday, when we were slammed, you brought it up.
I brought it up.
So we managed to do it all week.
Yeah, it's
to let our voices be known that this unless will not you stand,
live,
man.
I guess unless you live in the Kansas City area, and I'm already forgetting the linebacker's name. It's like Charles Ogunbiwe or something like that. Unless you can get in touch with him, he'll buy you your Peacock, and then
now,
the Peacock is awesome.
I want to ask about that because I was reading an article about that. Apparently, if you live in Kansas City and Miami, you can get the game over on
network?
On network, not network, but on NBC locally.
Really?
But if you're a Chiefs fan anywhere else, you can't. But I don't know if that's true. Because the article I was reading that said, unless you live in Miami or Kansas City, you're going to have to shell out $5.99 for the game. And I was like, wait a minute. I thought everybody had to shell out $5.99 for the game.
Yeah.
But then again, sometimes when I see, I'll watch a game like on ESPN and it will say, well, it's also on ABC. And I'll go, oh, okay. Well, I could go to, if I have a digital antenna, I'd be able to get the game. I don't know if that's true or not. So I don't want to give people misinformation, but that was in the article I was reading about this Peacock thing. I think it was at The Ringer that I was reading about how
makes sense
taking over and whatnot.
It makes sense because, you know, the only, and I think that story should be broadcast or should be heard more because we always hear about how the storyline is that, oh, you know what? It's blacked out in my area.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's Alan Siegel's article in at The Ringer. This bleep sucks. Streaming takes over NFL playoffs. The paragraph says here, last year, NBC Universal reportedly shelled out $110 million to the NFL for rights to broadcast one playoff game on its digital platform. Unless you live in the Kansas City or Miami areas, there'll be no way to watch Chiefs Dolphins on traditional local television. It's the first NFL playoff game that will only be available on a streaming service. So is he implying that, again, those two markets have been allowed to carry the game over some sort of NBC? Well, it would be NBC. It wouldn't be anything else.
You're
not giving
think.
It to ESPN.
You gotta think so, right? I can't
listen. If I was a local affiliate of those markets, how angry would you be?
Oh my god, that's, you know, how much lost revenue
so
would
that's
you have?
Got to be on the table. If I'm an NBC affiliate in Kansas City and I was getting this game and I'm not getting this game or the local commercial, my local inventory, I'd be livid. So I'm sure that that's the concession that they've made here. Hey, you live in Spokane, Washington, you're going to pay. You live in Kansas City, you get to watch it on your local NBC affiliate.
Or the fact that if you're, you know, a local television, you might be having a watch party.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, that's a huge thing. I mean, radio stations, television stations, they're going to have watch parties when your team is in the playoffs. I mean, we're doing our sister station over here. They got all sorts of things kind of planned for Sunday.
Sure. So there you go. But if you are a Chiefs bar in Las Vegas or you're a Chiefs bar in New York City,
got to peacock it up.
You better get the Peacock and get it going. So, yeah. Well, it's funny because he interviewed a guy who had a Chiefs bar in New York. And he said, hey, some of these bars don't even have HD TVs. I'm like, then don't go to those bars.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how good the beer is or what specials they're having. If you're in a bar and you look up and you see one of those tube televisions that's hanging on the wall, those big, thick televisions, leave. like, stop.
This reminds me of that scene in Grown Ups when the kids, they all went to that cabin and the kids are like, Dad, what's this big thing on the back of the TV?
Right.
That's the TV, son.
Like, if the bartender is smacking the television to get the picture to come in better. Yeah, leave the bar. Yeah,
that's when you need to take a look around. Like, look at the clientele. Are these really your people?
Exactly. So that we've completed the week of complaining about Peacock. I might have to devise a question at the Goodell press conference in Vegas on this, but I don't know how to ask it without. But I don't want him to dance around the question. But I really am curious What's the overall goal here? To make them all streaming? Like, what are you doing with this?
Is he setting up like an NFL streaming platform?
I know you're not going to tell me the answer, but I want to see how you dance around this like a ballerina. What is the end goal of putting a playoff game on a streaming service? Regular season, I get it. Fine. We all watch playoff games. I may not watch Carolina versus the Vikings on Thursday Night Prime, but I absolutely am watching Dolphins trying to watch Dolphins Chiefs in -30 degree temperatures.
I'll do you one better, Tony. You may not watch Panthers Vikings on Prime in October.
Right.
But you will watch Panthers Vikings on Peacock if that game was to happen.
Yeah, that's right. If it was in the playoffs, If it's the playoffs, I certainly would.
Just because it's playoffs.
All right, you want to get started for this segment? Well, then we'll carry it over.
Well, it's not like we have a whole lot of games to get through.
We only got six, everybody, this weekend. But the fun thing about it is the NFL has spread it over 3 days.
But that number hurts, doesn't it? Well, six, that's it.
Well, yeah, but they're all really important.
Oh, no,
I'm
glad that there's nothing, the only chance we would have an overlap game is overtime, right?
I don't have to watch Red Zone and try to keep up with six games going on at the same time. But I can just sit and watch one thing and one thing only.
But is there a risk of games overlapping if one went to overtime?
Yeah, that's the problem. They tried to push it, but yeah, eventually you get...
You might run into that, but hey, you know what? That's fantastic.
That's good.
You got a thriller then.
Houston Energy Stadium that just had the national championship of college football is now gearing up for a playoff game on Saturday. Unbeknownst to the grounds crew,
they did not know they were working an extra week.
So now you are, because the Texans at 10-7 won the division, beating out Jack. Not only did they win the division, let me point this out. They won the division not going away, but all alone. They didn't win a tiebreaker. There wasn't a three-way tie, and they won it out. They were the only team in the division that won 10 games. I want to point that out. I don't want to ever shortchange D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud. But they're playing a Browns team that's pretty hot. But they did lose the final game of the season, so they didn't get 12 wins with five different quarterbacks. Instead, they got 11 wins with five different quarterbacks. And Joe Flacco, who's at 39 years old, will go up against 22-year-old C.J. Stroud. Okay, he's not technically 39 yet, but he will be three days after the game. So happy birthday, Joe Flacco, next week.
We're going to say 39.
He's 39. Those 3 days are
and the other guy's 22. So basically, what you're saying is that when Joe Flacco was starting his college career, Stroud was born.
Remember that these teams played. Yeah, these teams played earlier in the season. But remember, C.J. Stroud didn't play in that game; was out with a concussion. Yep. And oh, by the way, Will Anderson also did not play in this game. And so the Texans, it's house money, I guess, but it's also a step in the incredible direction of a franchise that landed a quarterback. They certainly did. But the Browns, they did too. Flacco's been in the postseason a million years. Let's be honest. I mean, you go back to when we didn't have a one next to the year. It was like 2008, 2009. He goes back that far.
Yeah.
You know, and he's been in a lot of playoff games.
Now, here's the thing, right? I'm going to be happy for either of these teams to win. I really am.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a dog in the fight. Just because I live in Houston doesn't mean I'm a huge Texans fan. You know, I think that it would be great for the city if the Texans win. I think it would be great for Cleveland if the Browns win.
That's right.
It's just amazing that out of all 32 NFL teams, these two are in the playoffs.
That's right. They made it to the playoffs. When the Jets had a season, the Chargers had a season where they did not make it, the Browns and the Texans filled that role. Flacco is playing in his 17th postseason game. The first was in 2009 when the Ravens beat the Dolphins. And now here he is at 39 years old, about ready to go at it again. So fantastic game to start off. And then the night game, if you get it, you get it. And if you get Peacock, you get it. And maybe you'll buy it for this game, but it's going to be frigid, cold, -30. As Kansas City takes on the Dolphins. I got to be honest with you, I'm a little disappointed that this is a first weekend of the playoffs type of matchup. This game really should have been a divisional matchup. It should have maybe it could have been an AFC title matchup. It didn't play out that way. That's the way it goes. You don't win the division, and the Kansas City Chiefs didn't get higher than a 3 seed when it was all said and done. But in the end, it is still Tyreek Hill going back to Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes with yet another home playoff game. He's yet to go on the road. He's going to have to if they're going to go to the Super Bowl. But, you know, unless there's crazy stuff.
Unless happens. They don't win this one.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, which could happen.
But, you know, but if he's gonna get to a Super Bowl, it's very likely he's going to have to go on the road in this postseason. But not this weekend. He gets to be back at Arrowhead where he has always been. We'll get more on that game plus the other four when we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
Is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, very good as we continue along. All right, so again, we're going over the playoff games coming up this weekend. We're hanging in with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins, the late game on Saturday. Again, it's on Peacock, but if you do watch it, you will watch a cold, cold, cold game. The Chiefs will be playing their 15th straight home playoff game that doesn't count Super Bowl appearances. That doesn't sound right, does it? When was the last time the Chiefs were on the road for a playoff game?
What? You mean you said it last segment, and I was like struggling. I'm like, that doesn't sound right that, you know, Patrick Mahomes has never had a road playoff game.
Exactly.
And I say that didn't make sense to me.
I think the last time they were on the road, if you remember years ago, they went to Indianapolis and came back and beat the Colts in the playoffs at Lucas Oil Stadium. I think that's the last time they were on the road in a playoff game. Now, again, some of it were like the Titans beat them in at Arrowhead, one and done kind of thing. You know, that counts, obviously. But when Mahomes got there and they started going to the playoffs, he's never left Arrowhead other than going to the Super Bowl. When they went the three years that they've gone to Super Bowls, that's the only time he's played somewhere else in the postseason from Arrowhead Stadium. All right, Mahomes had an interesting quote that I want to ask about, which I thought was interesting, but I don't know if it applies. I guess he's making a point. So they're talking about it's being Saturday night, big game, etc. And he said, well, this is what we're used to. We're used to big games during the season, short weeks, night games, etc. He's pointing out that we're very accustomed to something a little off than a traditional Sunday game. But I don't know necessarily if that's a factor with the Dolphins. The Dolphins have been in pretty big games over the last couple of years. They've been in night games, short weeks, too. They've been pretty successful. But I think overall, he's making a point that like they're very accustomed to everything that the playoffs bring in terms of attention and all of that. But I don't know, just something interesting that he mentioned. But yeah, he's right. Yeah, the Chiefs have been the creme de la creme over the last couple of years. Now, the Dolphins, they make me a little nervous in this game because they're an explosive offense. They're the number one passing offense in the NFL. They're the number two scoring offense in the NFL. They have 29 points. They're getting some players back defensively, but they've lost a few solid defenders. But it is going to be cold. I don't know how you can sling it all over the place in freezing cold, wind gusty weather. So you're going to need Raheem Mostert, who they're saying is coming back, and of course Devin Achane, who's been phenomenal this season. So maybe the Dolphins' offense is really going to be more predicated on running the ball. But nevertheless, winter, winter, winter is the word of the day for Sunday night's contest. Winter, winter, winter is the word of the day for the first game out of the gate on Sunday as the Buffalo Bills take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lake Erie snow could dump 7 to 8 inches.
Is it Erie or Ontario?
Is it? I thought it's Erie.
Is it
Erie? It's Lake Erie.
That kind of spreads that across?
Yeah,
I think maybe it's the combo. I don't know.
You want me to do geography right now?
I'm wanting you to.
Do we have to pause the show to get a map on Google look it up?
We might
go
have
to Google Earth.
By the way, during the next break, I'm going to be sending you a map
of
you. I'm not going to say. You just got to see it because we will talk about this because this is all pretty right. Incredible.
Very good. Because now we're derailed on the segment to find out what lake is next to the.
Well, Buffalo sits in between Erie and Ontario.
Right, but Buffalo. Right, there's so Ontario to the north, but where they get
the snows
lake
from Erie.
Weather is from Erie. There you go, kids. Now we're just giving you geography. Yeah, it's right. It's on the board. It's on the line. It's on the line.
Yeah,
of the
I just want to make sure that the kids listening, know that we fulfilled their geography lesson today. Oh,
goodness gracious. All right. You can ask me what kind of pizza they're going to serve in the press box there?
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese. There you go. All right. Steelers, look, let's be honest here. The Steelers need a lot of things to go wrong the other way rather than them doing it. The Steelers could play a pretty good football game and still lose this thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of way this is set up. They don't have T.J. Watt. So defensively, you just find where he was and now isn't, and you go there. You're the Bills. I guess. But, again, if Buffalo self-implodes, if there's some – yeah, the Steelers could be right back in the right back into this and hang in there long enough to make it interesting.
We got to say there's a chance.
Of course there is. There's a chance for everybody. Like this is what I like about the playoffs. There's no lousy teams in the playoffs. You've earned your way in.
No, they all earned their way in.
And the Steelers, again, he is 8-4-1 as an NFL starter. But there's something about him that makes me go, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But the Bills, again, fired Ken Dorsey. Joe Brady's been in. Josh Allen and that offense is won 5 straight games to close out the season to go from 6-6 and maybe not getting in to not only getting in but being the number 2 seed, which means outside of Baltimore, the playoffs run through Buffalo. And if somebody could take care of Baltimore, the playoffs will run through Buffalo, which, won't be a bad thing in the winter if you like kind of these kind of stories about snow and people shoveling out the team and all of that. No, they're not playing the game in Cleveland, despite rumors on Pittsburgh radio that the team was going to do that. It's not April Fool's yet. The league immediately shut that down. Last time these two teams played in the postseason was in 1996, when the Steelers were really starting to come around a bit as a team that would go to the AFC title game and lose. Losing to the Chargers, they lost to Denver, they lost to the Patriots, but they did have one time where they popped and they got to Super Bowl 30, beating Indianapolis, and then lost to the Dallas Cowboys. But back then, with Neil O'Donnell at quarterback and Jim Kelly still hanging on with Buffalo, it was that was the last time they met in the playoffs. But the Steelers, back to them for a second, have gone 7 years without a playoff win. That's a long time in Pittsburgh country. Well, the Bills are wondering, when will the Super Bowl window open, or is it starting to close a little bit? I don't know. This is a weird team. This is a team that won 5 in a row and is red hot, but it is also a team that does make mistakes, and those mistakes could cost you in this playoff setting.
Yeah, with that statement you just said, I'm leaning more towards the window closing.
Yeah, I am too.
I think it was wide open 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago when they were in the AFC Championship?
Because the Bengals Chiefs went to play the Bucks.
Yeah,
that was the AFC title game.
So I think 3 years ago it was wide open.
Yeah,
and then then they just lost their way the following year. Last year we gave them that pass, right?
They lost in the AFC title game, and then they had the 13-second meltdown.
Yeah,
and then they lost to Miami. Not to Miami. Sorry, I'm stupid. Cincinnati.
No, the 13-second meltdown. I mean, I think that was when it was wide open, and then Patrick Mahomes said, nope, we're going to start closing it.
There was a feeling that last year they had something, and last year was not it.
Last year we kind of gave him a pass, though.
Right. DeMar Hamlin changed the team.
Yeah.
They were definitely not the same football team after the DeMar Hamlin situation in early January. They didn't look at it against the Patriots to close that out. They didn't look like it against Miami, and they absolutely got shellacked.
Now, albeit they have been looking great lately. But still,
5 in a row.
Yeah, but still, you're just like, I want to see it now. Kind of like the Cowboys. Like, yeah, sure, you can do it during the season, but now I want to see it.
Well, I will give them credit. They beat Miami. They beat Dallas. I forget there was another team. They beat Kansas City en route of this 5-game win streak. So, yeah, they did. They have beaten 3 playoff teams during this stretch. So, but again, this could be a Steeler game where Pittsburgh plays great. They do everything right. They don't have any turnovers. Rudolph is effective, but they could still win this game 24-17. I mean, it's just sometimes a team is built a little better than you are. And right now, the Bills are built a little different. Doesn't mean it automatically a win, but the injury of T.J. Watt's a big deal. Packers-Cowboys. You can make this a Mike McCarthy game. Fine, do it. It doesn't matter to me. This is a Cowboys game. This is more about the Cowboys than it is anything going to be about Mike McCarthy possibly losing his job, going up against his former team, anything. This is a team thing. It goes beyond McCarthy. This is a Cowboys team that has not made to the championship game in 30 years. That was before McCarthy. That was before Garrett. That was before Parcells. That was before Chan Gailey. Right? This is a team that has had a three-decade problem of not getting to at least the biggest game in their conference, let alone the Super Bowl. So it's more about the organization. It is more about dialing up this team, the CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott connection. Tony Pollard, does he have to run a lot? Because he's kind of been lost in the shuffle a little bit. Do they have to do that in this game? There is a defense, a Green Bay defense you can feast on. It's young. It's been banged up. Feast on it. If you're going to blow out teams at home, and that's exactly what the Cowboys have done this year, except for that game in Detroit against Detroit, this is a game to doing it. 16-game home win streak is not a nothing. It's not everything, but it's not a nothing. And the Cowboys have tremendous amounts of pressure to go out there and win this one.
But like I was saying before, I don't feel the Packers can beat the Cowboys, but I do feel the Cowboys can beat the Cowboys.
Exactly. Well put. We have got the other two games, including the Monday Nighter in Tampa Bay, coming up next. Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Glad you can be with us. Yes, it is the Playoff Friday edition.
Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, continuing our look at the playoff games, the six playoff games. We've got two more left. We already did a really deep dive into this one earlier this morning, but we'll go over it again. Lions and Rams, it's Stafford coming back. It's Jared Goff against the team that didn't want him anymore. Ah, ha, ha.
It's the Hallmark movie you didn't know you wanted.
That's right. It's the sports Hallmark movie that you now need to watch. That doesn't star that girl from Party of Five.
Yeah, but you know what? We need a love interest in the story.
Don't we have Kelly Stafford? Can she do something in this?
She could.
Rams Lions Hallmark movie.
Yeah, keep up.
Doesn't
with the
she have her own podcast?
She does have her own podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, does she?
Doesn't Jared Goff have a hot girl too?
If I'm not mistaken.
Don't all quarterbacks have hot girls? That's like a redundant
question.
Didn't
our good friend Brent Musburger say that to Kirk Herbstreit one time?
Yep.
When he saw A.J. McCarron's Miss Alabama wife or girlfriend at the time, now a wife? You quarterbacks get all the pretty ladies.
With his infamous, whoa.
Whoa. Remember when that girl, what was her name, Jen Sturger from Florida State?
Yep.
A lot of red-blooded American men are now applying to Florida State. Yeah. Always. But if I'm not mistaken, and Jared Goff's girlfriend, I believe, is a swimsuit, SI swimsuit model, and because there was a video, remember when the Lions were terrible, and then they won a game, and they had a video of her realizing that her boyfriend had won an NFL game, and she was all excited on a photo shoot in, like, a pizza or something. I mean, wherever they were, you know, Saint Martin, and she was dancing up and down.
Just got one correction for you.
Yes,
fiance.
Oh, it's now fiance.
Now fiance.
All right.
I guess since December or something.
What's her name? Let's give her some credit.
Kristen Harper.
There you go, Kristen Harper, Jared Goff's fiance.
Yep.
Is over the moon now that her husband is not only just an NFL quarterback, he is a playoff quarterback.
Yeah.
See if it's playoff winning, but now playoff quarterback.
I'm taking a timeout. I'm going to look at some photos.
Yeah. Isn't she a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model?
I think she did pose for Sports Illustrated. I don't know if she's a Sports Illustrated, but.
So she's not like Elle McPherson and Stacey Williams.
I do not believe she
Kathy
is there.
Ireland and
I mean,
Alina
she could
Poroskova
be.
And
She's not Brinkley. She's not hard on the eyes, if that's what you're.
I was just listing all of my teenage loves.
You know what? Real quick. Yes. Sorry. This is a little side note. I know we have two more games that we need to cover. You know what's been popping up on my TikTok feed a lot? And I'm forgetting the name of the movie, Unnecessary Roughness.
Oh, Kathy Ireland, of course.
Yes. I begin that a lot. And yeah, you know what? I can't help but keep watching it. It's just, I'm so like.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. It's fascinating.
So, back to the game. So, again, as we talked about earlier, like, what makes this fun is the fact that these are two franchises that can look at each other and say thank you, right?
They can.
The Rams can look at the Lions and say, they can go to Brad Holmes and go, thanks. Thanks for giving us Matt Stafford. Thank you. We got a Super Bowl out of it. We got a banner. We got a championship. We had a parade. Thank you. And the Lions can look at the Rams and say, thank you, because we got Jared Goff out of the deal. And not only did we get Jared Goff out of the deal, but you gave us draft picks that have turned into some of these fantastic players that you're going to see on Sunday. Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta. These are the assets that we got from this trade that got you a Super Bowl and us the pieces of the rebuild that has allowed us to host a playoff game for the first time in 30 years. Literally, both teams owe each other a big thank you. This is what you want to see in a trade that works, where one team had a goal and that goal was fulfilled immediately as Stafford won a Super Bowl the second he got there. And then another one is coming a little bit later, which is the pieces to rebuild, and a surprise, Jared Goff did really, really well. He wasn't just a guy that's going to hold on to this. He now is the guy. So both teams are very, very excited. But I got to think, if you're a Lions fan, this has got to be a little painful. This was a guy you embraced. This was a guy you hugged. This is a guy you understood
if
leaving the organization.
If the Rams win.
If the Rams win. But if even the when Rams he's on the win. Field.
I think enough time has passed now that you're just like, all right, you know what? Jared Goff is my guy. If the Rams win, I think it'll be painful.
Sure.
If the Lions win, it'll be, man, we miss you, but we are happier.
Listen, I remember when I was in Colorado and I was covering the Rockies, I remember begging the Rockies to trade Todd Helton. Like, he deserved better. That's similar to the way the Lions felt about Stafford. The guy shouldn't be here on a rebuild. He's still got a lot of years left in this league. He shouldn't be on a lousy team that doesn't have things around him. You watched his wide receiver retire early.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know what's hard for Lions fans, like deep, deep-rooted Lions fans? They saw the greatest running back of all time retire early. They saw perhaps the greatest wide receiver of all time retire early.
Yeah.
You know, these guys like, you know, hung up their boots, and what did they have to – what did the Lions give to them? Nothing.
And their best quarterback in an extremely long time, the number one pick in the draft, go win a Super Bowl somewhere else. And now they've got a 12-5 football team that's really fun.
I think you can say their best quarterback ever.
Ever. I mean, I'm thinking back to, nope, John Kitna, nope, no. Eric Hipple, nope. Like Scott Mitchell, nope. Right? Really? That's it. Maybe go back to Bobby Lane.
Nope.
Right? This is the number one guy. And he won a Super Bowl somewhere else, and now he's there to break your heart. Break your heart. Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. I got to tell you, man, the Eagles, if they lose, you know how crazy Eagle fans are. Are they gonna go, Sirianni, you better get your act. They were just in the Super Bowl 11 months ago.
Yeah.
And they've got a team that is completely falling apart.
Could you get fired after being in the Super Bowl 11 months?
I know. But because I really feel like
Nick Sirianni could get fired.
You got Jalen Hurts with a finger injury. You got A.J. Brown is beat up. You got a beat up football team facing Tampa Bay.
I don't want to speak out, but is A.J. Brown out?
He might be. I know last report was he was hurt.
Yeah.
He's questionable as of right now.
Okay.
But there were reports out of Philly yesterday where he wasn't doing good.
It's probably, you know, they have until Monday to make a hard decision. So
Right. So, nevertheless, the Buccaneers, hey, like, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Baker Mayfield did a really good job this year. This team is a little short on excellence, but Baker Mayfield was a great pickup for them, right? You want to keep the machine going after Brady. You kept the machine going. You didn't win the division with a losing record. This wasn't a 7-10 because everybody stunk. He threw for over 4,000 yards. He had 28 touchdowns, and he was better as the season got better.
Outside of, say, the Cowboys losing, right? And, you know, because we already said if the Cowboys lose, we can make an argument that Mike McCarthy will lose his job. I think, isn't Todd Bowles, he's the head coach there, right?
Yep.
I think Todd Bowles might lose his job.
If he loses this game?
If he loses this game.
Probably McCarthy's probably, if you told me one of them was going to lose their job,
if you had to make a playing bet, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree to
but
that.
But Bowles, I don't know if Bowles was ever really, I don't know if that's what the ownership, who they really wanted in the first place.
Yeah, maybe.
We got Brady and let's not upset the apple cart.
What if they go after another Patriot? And bring him to into Tampa.
Now, wouldn't that be great? If Belichick went down there and won a Super Bowl, so easy, even I could do it.
Yep. Oh, God, please allow that to happen.
Mayfield is limping around a bit. He does have an ankle injury and some rib injuries. They've been monitoring him all week. But nevertheless, if you're the Eagles, get your act together. It's more on the Eagles. The Eagles are a road favorite in this one. Get your act together. There's nothing that stands out from Tampa Bay that you got to be worried about. Everything that Tampa Bay does that they do well is something the Eagles should be able to handle. But the injuries, again, that are plaguing this team could be a factor. But it's time for the Eagles to play better football because they have not at all played good football. But the reality of it is, let's be honest, even at 10-1, they never really looked like a dominating NFL team at all this season. We've been waiting and waiting for the Eagles to do that 70-20 game like the Dolphins had in week 3, and they never really did it. They never really blew out and blew the doors off somebody where you went, well, the Super Bowl is going to run through Philadelphia this year. They were 10-1, but it was shaky 10-1. And then when the losses started piling up, especially in San Francisco, when they got blitzkrieged in San Francisco, that's when the wake-up call happened for that team. Like, oh boy. Then they lost to Dallas, where they got just annihilated at Dallas. Lost a game to Drew Locke and the Seahawks, where Locke drove him down the field. And then loss at Arizona was inexplicable. It should never have happened. It prevented them from winning the division. And then losing to the Giants, I'll excuse that because they realized the Cowboys were up. We're going to try to protect some people. They kind of jettisoned everybody as quickly as they could, and the Giants saw an opening and took it. But still, that's 5 out of 6 losses to close out the season. So there you have it. 6 games. Enjoy the food and snacks and camaraderie. Yep. And enjoy and, you whatever know, and, Peacock
and,
brings.
And all honestly, we are blessed with two better night games of the weekend.
Yeah, I agree completely.
No, I think there's, you know, Dolphins Chiefs is going to be fantastic, and Lions Rams just a great story.
All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Thanks for joining us.